If I could get to the next slide, please. We are told in Luke chapter 2 that the angel comes and gives us good news of great joy. And a lot of times when we're worried about the shopping and the schedules and when we're traveling and who's going where, we can lose that that Christmas is really about good news of great joy. And laughter opens our heart for joy, but laughter itself is not joy, because joy comes from the peace and the goodness of God that lifts us above everything. It's not an answer to a situation. It's that we have something more than that situation in our life to bless us and to love us. And so we just want to remember on this day where we begin our study on joy. And one of the gifts we have for all of you here today is our church has been going through an Advent devotional, a daily scripture and thought about what it means for Jesus to come into your life. At the end of service, you can come and take one of them, but I'm giving you the devotion for today. And that is that the story of joy didn't actually begin with joy. That this Christmas story that's supposed to fill us with good news was actually started by a bunch of people that didn't have any good news. And that's a good thing for us to hear, because a lot of times we don't feel like there's good news around us, and so Christmas becomes something. I was like, yeah, that's really nice, but it doesn't fill us with the good news and the great joy that it should. You know, if you're familiar with the Christmas story, as we kind of heard an interesting version of it, we know that this teenage girl, Mary, angel came to her and was told that she was going to have the Son of God. Now, Mary didn't have any good news around her. She was part of the Jewish people that had been conquered by Rome, and she was a female, and a young female at that. She literally lived in a cave. So all this good news and all this great joy began with someone who really didn't have a lot of good news in her life and actually didn't have a lot of joy, not a lot of things to feel good about. And some of us, as we're walking through this Christmas season, we're kind of in the same place. There's not a lot of joy in our life right now, and there are a lot of things around us that can discourage us. But what we should be excited about is that good news of great joy can happen in the middle of that. And Mary is that example. The Christmas story tells us that the angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God, and you will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, for nothing is impossible with God." You know, a lot of us look at our circumstances, look at our mistakes, look at our relationships, and we feel like it's impossible for me to feel great joy. It's impossible for something good to happen. And just like Mary, a lot of us are, someone comes to us and says, you know, Jesus can change your life. Jesus can change your future. And a lot of us are kind of like Mary, like that kind of seems impossible. And yet the Christmas story tells us that someone who started out discouraged and someone who started out with not much joy in their life, that when Jesus did come and the news that Jesus was coming, that good news could happen. And Mary, as she hears this news about Jesus coming into her life, says a prayer. Technically, it's a song. It's known as the Magnificat. And in that prayer, she says something about joy that you and I can pray as we go through this week. We can pray this prayer of joy even when we ourselves are kind of like Mary and nothing in our circumstances has changed yet. So here's what she says. She hears about this impossible promise that Jesus has come to change her world and to bring her great joy. And she responds by saying, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, and how my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and the haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones," but notice this theme, "but he lifts up or exalts the humble. And then she finishes this prayer by saying, God has filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich with empty hands. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered mercy. For he made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his children forever. And I threw in that little footnote, which includes me right now. His promises are true for me. So, as we begin this week of joy, that it comes from Jesus, I want to remind you that there's a prayer you and I can pray when we're not feeling much joy in our life. And basically, Mary says in that prayer, she says, look, I have joy because, one, God knows what's going on in my life. God has taken notice of me and my lowly situation. You know, sometimes you and I feel like God's forgotten about us. We feel like what we're going through is a sign that God doesn't care. And yet what the Christmas story tells us is no. In the middle of those times that are hard, that the first prayer you and I should pray for joy is to say, God, I know that you know where I'm at today. I know what you know that I'm going through. And then Mary says, and he has done great things for me. Well, if I was sitting there that day, I'd be like, what great things? Tell me exactly, Mary. I don't see any great things around you. She's saying, no, I'm not saying I see them all right now. I'm just saying that I have faith that even though I can't see it right now, I know God's done great things for me. I know that he's faithful. Now, this is going to be an interesting survey to take at this moment, but I want to know, let's have a little confession time. How many people, as best you can understand it, are at least 50% done with your Christmas shopping? That's pretty weak, everybody. We're going to be busy the next 15 days, aren't we? Okay. Now, look, if I finish my Christmas shopping, my kids have gifts. They just don't have them yet. See, I've already done something great for them. I've already purchased the gift, but they haven't had it yet. Mary, when she says, he has done great things for me, what she's saying is this. You know what? I can't see the good things God's going to do, but I know it's already done. And the only issue I have in life is not if I'm going to get something good. It's just a matter of when I'm going to get it. And, you know, when you and I are in tough places and it seems after a long time, it's like, is anything good going to happen? We need to pray this prayer. It's like, God, I know that you know me right now. And two, I know it's already done. I just haven't gotten it in my hands yet. That gift, it's already purchased. I just haven't received it yet. And you and I, in those places in which we feel like we don't know what God is doing, we need to pray that prayer. God, it's not a matter of have you done something good for me? It's just a matter of when am I going to get it? Because, number three, when God promises something, it always comes true. God's faithful. And all that prayer is about, God, I know there's a day when you're going to lift me up. I know there's a day coming when I'm going to get above all of this. I know it, oh God. And so even though I don't see it all right now, I think I'm starting to experience joy. Because God, you know where I'm at. God, you've already done it. And it's just a matter of when I'm going to get it. You know, all of that is because Jesus is faithful. All of this prayer that Mary prays is because Jesus is coming into our life. And so you and I, when we want to know the faithfulness of God, when we want to know the forgiveness of God, when we want to know the peace of God, it starts by saying yes to what Mary said yes to. It's like, God, it seems pretty impossible that Jesus could come into my life, but today, if that's what you're saying, I say yes to it. And I want to encourage you, there's a bunch of us in this room, we all feel like we don't deserve Jesus to come into our life. We all feel like, well, you know, not me. And yet, the messenger today is giving you a Christmas message that says, no, you're the one God cares about. You're the one that's favored. You're the one that Jesus wants to come into your life today. And so even though it seems impossible, well, I'm not very religious. I've done a lot of bad things. I've already messed up so many times. Like, no, not today. Don't forget what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about Jesus coming to someone who doesn't know how he came. It's just God did it. And so what I want to encourage you to do this week is, one, let's let Jesus in again. Even though we feel like it's impossible for him to be out, let's let him in again. And then number two, let's pray a certain prayer all week long, and it's this. Dear God, you know my problems. You know what seems impossible to me. But I welcome Jesus into my life, and I have faith that you know me and my situation. You care about me. You know where I'm at. You're with me. Two, God, I know you've already done great things for me. I may not be able to see them, but it's just a matter of when I'm going to get it. And then three, Lord, I know you're going to complete your promise to lift me up. The back of your bulletin, that little prayer is there. You just fill in the blanks. You don't have to do it now. You just think about doing it later. But what I want to encourage you to do this week is I want to encourage you, if there's a place in your life that you're feeling discouraged, if there's a place that you're feeling like, I don't feel like anything goes right for me there, I want to encourage you this week, pray this prayer. Say, God, you know where I'm at. But I know you know my troubles. You know it doesn't seem possible that something good could happen. But God, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to begin to experience your joy because you know me. You've already done the great thing I need. And God, you're going to fulfill your promise in me. That's a prayer that can bring joy in your life when nothing around you is bringing joy to your life. God loves us. He loves you. He knows where you are, and he's waiting to lift you up. And so what I want to do before we focus on giving joy to South Richmond and to the Jeff Davis Corridor, I want to take a moment to make sure we've prayed that for our own selves. And so if you could put that prayer back up there, please. I'm going to ask you to take a moment of prayer with me. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray that prayer. If there's a particular place in your life that you're feeling a little discouraged or defeated by, I'm going to invite you to take a moment and say, God, you know it. You know my situation. You've already done some great things for me. And Lord, I know you're going to complete that promise. So let's make sure joy, we leave this church with some joy in our hearts today that God is with us. Would you bow your head with me? Lord, you know where we get discouraged, and you know, dear Lord, where we feel defeated. You know what seems impossible to us. And yet everything about this Christmas season is the truth that you are the God who knows where we are and has already done great things that you promise to bring into our life as we follow you. So the first thing we do in this place today is we ask that if we have not, if you're not living in our heart, if you're not really part of our life, we ask forgiveness for our sin and our selfishness. Lord, you know how we're hurting and what we need. And we ask that Jesus would come into our life as impossible as it seems. Come. And Lord, as you come into our life, we're asking that you take this one situation that we feel discouraged over, this one situation, relationship, need, or problem. And Lord, you know what it is today. And you have done great things for us. And your promise will come true. Lord, as each person takes a moment just to give that place of discouragement to you and pray this prayer themselves, begin to give them a joy that you will be faithful. Would you just take a moment and say a prayer to the Lord and invite him into that place so that his joy can come today? Lord, continue to show us each day and continue to remind us to pray that prayer this week, that your joy may always be with us. Thank you for loving us so much. Lord, thank you for the great things that you have done that we are yet to see. Give us faith. Give us hope. Lord, guide us and give us joy. In Christ's name we pray, and everyone said,